In a backwards, upside-down world, living out a life for Jesus can seem almost impossible. Being a Christian can often feel confusing and lonely.
Hi, we're Brandon and Megan Giglin, a couple with a passion for teaching, creating, and podcasting. We want to give other Christians a place to come to focus on building deeper relationships with God and with each other as we live out this earthly life.
If you're ready to start living a life that points to Jesus, and not just on Sunday mornings, this podcast is for you. Let's stop living as isolated Christians and start talking together about what really matters most, Jesus.
Welcome to Faith Focused Family. Hey, what's going on, y'all? Welcome back to another episode of Faith Focused Family. We are so pumped that you are here. Today, we are going to talk about a pretty important topic, like we always do over here at Faith Focused Family, and it's how to be closer to God. And I don't know about you, Meg, but I just feel like I'm constantly so busy and life is just constantly coming at me, and I have work and I have you and I have the kids and I have hobbies and I have friends and I have all these different things constantly pulling my attention that usually for me, one of the first things that falls off is my relationship and talking with God. But then when I back up and think about it, it's the most important thing in my life. So I'm not really sure why I do that and why I discount it. And then at the same time, I don't know about y'all out there, but I'm like, where is he? Is it like, why is he not communicating to me? Why is he not responding? And the challenge really is making the space and time to be able to hear him and listen and just go through some of these things we're going to go through today before we're just like, well, he just outright abandoned us, but we're not giving any time of day for it. So I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Yeah, it's interesting because I know that, you know, we know in our hearts that God is supposed to be the number one, the focus of our lives. And yes, those other things that you mentioned, family, friends, all those things are very important to our lives. And God would say they are very, very influential and important. But if we think truly about what matters most, it's him. And so it's a struggle because if we know that that's true, why don't we live like that? So often we just fail to put him first and instead something else, even good things, go up on that pedestal and he takes the back burner, and that's just not the way it's supposed to be. So today our goal is to just talk through some of these things that help us get closer to God, help us remember to put him first and to put him foremost. So excited to dig in.
Yeah, so the first thing right off the bat, and we've been trying to incorporate a lot of these this year, and we haven't always been super intentional about it. So we're trying to be really intentional about it this year specifically and moving forward. But one of the things that, Meg, you started and I kind of tagged along and was like, yeah, I want to do it too, is we're reading the Bible in a year. Because I think one of the most important things you can do is getting in the Word more often, and getting in the Word daily is our challenge. And so we've been reading through the Bible in 365 days, and we'll put the link in the description for you, the ones we use. Not that there's anything, you know, special or amazing about them, although I do love how they break it down. But getting in the Word daily has made a huge difference for me, and I know it has for you.
Yeah, if you're kind of sitting there like, man, I don't really feel like God's always with me, or I don't feel like God's speaking to me, or I can't hear him, or I don't know what exactly he wants for me, then definitely opening up that Bible. Not that you necessarily have to do it in 1 year. There's plenty of 2 and 3 year plans. I get it's a big undertaking. It's a big, thick book with a lot to take in, and it's not always the easiest thing to comprehend. So it might not be for you for a year, but the important thing is to get in there daily and to really understand that there is a place even today for those words that were written so long ago for us in our hearts right now. Mm-hmm. So, and it's funny because actually our daughter, who's about to turn 10, has been like kind of like intrigued by us reading the Bible. And she's kind of interested, like, do they make a kid's Bible in a year, and how can I get involved? And so it's just fun to see that what we're doing kind of causes a ripple effect. I did the Bible in a year a few years ago, and then I kind of slacked off. Then I took a few years where I was like, I'm not going to do this again. And so end of 2023 or early 2024, I was like, this is the year where I'm going to restart this whole thing. I'm going to dig in again and really be intentional and stop just doing devotionals and certain Bible passages and rather just actually attack the whole thing. Mm-hmm. And really try to work on the intentionality of building that relationship.
Yeah, and I just real quick want to say that the one we are reading, the thing I like about it is it's not just like starting in Genesis and working your all the way through Revelation. So you're not just like page to page to page. It's like perfectly guided each day. And for me, I have the men's specific one, but you get the Old Testament, which is really hard to read, y'all. I'm just going to say it is. It's a little bit more challenging. But then you get a New Testament part, then you get a Psalm, then you get a Proverbs, and then for me, there's a little like men's devotional at the end. I love that it encapsulates all of it, and you kind of get it in pieces rather than reading it from cover to cover, because I know just from talking to other people, that can be a real challenge. And once you read through the Old Testament, you kind of realize why that is.
And then next is just to simply step up your game in your prayer life. And if you're anything like I am, it can be so hard to not be distracted during your prayer time. And so recently I was watching something on YouTube and it was talking to this exact situation where sometimes you feel like you're a little bit distracted when you pray and it can kind of throw you off your game, make you feel like you're not really doing what you need to be doing. And the recommendation was to stop feeling like it has to be this big event and instead start just focusing on the fact that you're talking to God. And so I thought like, wait a second, you mean to tell me I don't have to do like this 30-minute big, huge thing once a day and instead I can chop it up and just like talk to him throughout the day? And so now rather than feeling guilty all day and I only did that for 2 days and then I accidentally forgot to or things got crazy and I couldn't, rather than focus on all of those guilt feelings, instead I can be like, you know what? I'm in the car right now and I have 4 minutes and I'm going to just use those 4 minutes right now and pray. And then the next day, maybe I don't have those 4 minutes in the car, but I have a 3-minute situation where I'm putting the kids to bed and I'm going to use that time to pray over them and pray over our family and then a different time in the day for something else. And I think that's really helped me feel like I don't have to let those distractions come in because I don't have to sit there and pray for like a solid 10, 15, 30 minutes for it to be impactful and for it to be meaningful.
Yeah, I think that's great advice. What I've tried to do, and it's not like with every single decision I make, but certainly in the decisions where I'm about to go interact with someone else, where I'm going to take on something new, where I'm going to make a bigger decision that might affect me or other people, which goes beyond, you know, like what you're going to eat or drink in that moment. That's not what I'm talking about. But in those moments, I'll say a quick prayer. Like if I'm jumping on a call that I want to go well, I just say a quick prayer up to God. When, like just in those moments. And I've even done so much as setting a timer every hour. And I don't have to do this, but like you could set a timer throughout the day. And when it pings off, I'm just like, oh, let me just take a second to pray here. It's just a reminder. And really it goes on to our next point of just creating the time and space to have quiet reflection and time with God. Because a lot of times, like I said off the top, we feel like we're disconnected and we don't really have that relationship, but we're not giving any time or space for that relationship. I know for Meg and I, like we're a married couple and we have to create time and make intentional time to be together, to have community with each other, to like build that relationship, which is ultimately what God wants you to do. But then are you creating the time and space? And I use a strategy. I do it at 5 a.m, y'all, like when I wake up, before the kids wake up, before Meg comes down, before the hustle and bustle of the day starts. And I use a strategy that my pastor told me about years ago. It's a 2-chair strategy. So you literally set up yourself in a chair and you set up another chair. It doesn't have to be a chair. It can be a couch. It can be whatever. You set up a space though, and you talk to God as if he's sitting in the chair with you, having that community. And it's helped me personally to feel more connected and to feel like I'm not just talking to a greater power in the universe. I'm talking to the person of Jesus right in front of me. And so that's really helpful for me. But being intentional with that time, make sure that I don't let it fall off my to-dos. And I have to do it personally in the morning because if I don't, it really is difficult to work in.
Yeah. And then going to church. And I know there's all kinds of thoughts and opinions on this, but going to church is really biblical. And we kind of forget that. We think that, you know, as long as we're reading our Bibles and doing a devotional that we're good. But the Bible is actually pretty clear that you should be in community with other believers. You should be going to church to worship corporately. It's not the same as singing worship songs on You Know Who that I can't say because she's in the room, but her name starts with an A, ends with an A. And you know, listening to a sermon or whatever you're going to do and calling that church. There is power in going to church and being with other believers and enjoying that moment together as a Christian community. And so if you have not found a church or if the church that you're in is not the one for you, you should really, really strongly consider finding that church, finding that community. It matters. It means something. And it's biblical.
Right. And right with that, if like you said, Meg, if you're at a church that you don't really feel that connection, like try another church, but don't be like nitpicky. But like if you really want to be close and get with someone, like get with a community of believers, then church is the way you do it. And I know now with COVID and everything that happened, like people like to watch it online because it's easier and you can just sit in your house and that's great. Like I'd rather you do that than nothing, but you're really missing out on that community aspect of being able to communicate with someone and be in the presence of other believers. And y'all, we try to do that here with building our community at Faith Focused Family. And we hope you'll be part of this community, but it's not the same as human to human in-person interactions.
Yeah, that face-to-face.
Right. And then lastly, something that made me feel the closest to God that I've ever have. I was telling Meg this the other day. I've never felt closer to God than when I fasted. And I get it. Like, people don't want to do that. It's inconvenient. They don't even think they can do it. But the Bible doesn't say, you know, if you feel like fasting, it says when you fast, and you can go check me on that. It says when you fast, which is assuming that you're going to. Now, I do want to say, because I know my wife over here cannot fast from food. She will faint in about 30 minutes if I don't get her something. So it's not about just fasting from food. That in my case is what I did, but you can fast from a device. You can fast from a distraction. Like, what is keeping you from community and time with God? You can fast from that. And that time and that thing, like every chance I had would have, like when I would sit down to have breakfast or lunch or dinner, instead I would spend that 30 minutes with God. And I've never again felt more connected than when I did that. And I would challenge you to consider it. I'm not saying you have to do it, although the Bible does assume you are going to do it, but I would challenge you to consider it, because for me, I felt strung out, disconnected, and dealing with a lot of big things that I just didn't feel like God was answering for me. And it turns out if I just made the time and space to be fully reliant on Him, He'd show up, and He did.
And correct me if I'm wrong, B, but there was a time when we both did a week, I think, of social media fasting, like device fasting, where we just gave it all up. Obviously we couldn't give up computers because we were working. So, you know, like that part we were on computers for, but we gave up anything else outside of that. And I think it was for a week. I think it was, do you remember?
The reality is though, like right now, I don't remember how long it was, but I mean, really when you think about it, if you just didn't have your phone for Sunday, right. I mean, yeah, if the phone rings and you like know that it's someone you need to answer, obviously you're not going to duck their calls in case of an emergency. Right. We all think of the worst case, like, oh, there's going to be an emergency and I won't have it.
Right.
No, but you can set it in a basket on your counter and not go near it for the whole day and be intentional about spending time with the Lord that day, one day.
And you'll be amazed at how much time it clears up in your schedule to spend on other things, like your devotional, like your Bible reading, like praying, like spending time with family, and all the things that are so much better for you that give you time to concentrate on Him and His will for your life and what you should be doing instead of the things that don't matter.
That's right. And being closer to God is so important, and it's something we hope for you. And I hope you guys will try some of these strategies. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out real quick, and I hope you'll think about some of these things. And if you have questions, if you want to reach out to us, we're at Faith Focus Family or faithfocusfamily.com. I'm going to go ahead and pray us out. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for this community that we're building. Thank you for the chance to be surrounded with people who are trying to get closer to you, who have an intention to get closer to you, who want to build that relationship with you, just like the Bible says. We thank you so much for all the people listening to this podcast, for all the people who are out there who are Christians, who are believers. And even if they're on the cusp, hopefully they'll lean in and trust in you and your son, Jesus. We pray this all in your son, Jesus' name. Amen.
We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. And for more content, head over to faithfocusfamily.com. See you next time.